Executive Board, open session, August the 3rd, 10 o'clock.
So we're going to get started with the North Texas Executive Board open session for August 3rd. We'll do the roll call since the regular meeting of the Executive Board. I am President, I'm Randy Bauer, President, and Vice President Kevin Pryor. Also President, Vice President Bonnet, Finance, Chuck Underwood, and Secretary Bonnet Baum.
Here.
And Mike Hoffbauer.
Here.
David Hayter.
Here.
David Day.
Here.
And last but not least, John Fernandez. And then our Executive Director, Joe Meyer.
Here.
So the Board is currently now a quorum. The first order of business is a disclosure of conflicts of interest. This is a required aspect of every Executive Board meeting. Does anybody have any new conflicts of interest? Seeing none, the next item on the agenda is adoption of the July 12, 2023 minutes. The cabinet contributed. I took a look at them, I thought they were fine. Does anybody have any recommended edits?
President, I recommend the move to adoption of the July 12, 2023 minutes.
Motion's been made and seconded. Motion is made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. We have one motion and a closed session. John?
For selection of the Olympiad and World Team Championships captain, the motion is as follows. I move to amend the U.S. Chess Invitational rules as follows within 2C. For the Olympiad and World Team Championships, the team captain and coaches will be selected by the players from a list of applicants that have met both FIDE and U.S. chess requirements. The players will vote until one candidate captures a majority, and in the case of the deadlock, the office will choose to remove the top candidates.
Heard the motion. That came out of closed session. There's no need for a second. Is there a discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. 8-0. That's the only motion that came out of closed session. In other business, I'm going to recognize Chuck Weber, our Vice President of Finance, to discuss the draft audit for the past fiscal year, which we just received yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm glad to announce that we do have a draft audit that's available, and we'll be making copies and passing it out. As I stood up here before you, and through the years, we've seen membership has really increased last year, and we're having a very good year for members, much more than in the past. But you know, with this draft audit that is coming out, the numbers are solid. They're very good. There are some things in the audit, and I'll point them out, that contribute to the bottom line. The bottom line is very positive, and we received approximately $256,000 last year in employee retention money, and it was a government program. Well, that'll be missing this year. But there are other offsets. The membership was good. As I said, it was in our budget coming up, you'll see our membership numbers will say that. We're looking forward to another good year of about approximately $2.6 million. Well, how important is membership to this organization? It's about 58% of our revenue. So it is very important. And to see such an outpouring all over the United States of increased membership was very good last year. And that is why we have a difference with this employee retention and with membership numbers good. That's why our budget from last year, we outperformed. I mean, it really did come in as a positive number. And it couldn't have happened at a better time. People were a little, the public seems out there was a little apprehensive about this year in the markets and such. We saw that our donations didn't do as well. Donations are usually about, unrestricted donations are about 8% of our revenue. Well, this year they fell a little bit short of the audited budget. and we'll exceed those numbers. Also, our investments, with the unbelievable increase, or I should say historic increase in interest rates as a percentage, we've had unrealized losses in our bond portfolio of $151,000. We are now recovering some of that as interest rates stabilize. But on the other side, as we go forward, we will see approximately $250,000 worth of dividends in the upcoming year. So all is well with our investments. The averaging 60-40, we run a 60-40 portfolio, and the average 60-40 portfolio last year lost about 17.77%, according to J.P. Morgan. Well, our losses, yes, we lost a little bit of unrealized capital loss. That's your bonds going down as interest rates go up. But nowhere near the average. We're down 5% at most on unrealized losses. So when we all set up dividends and we look toward the future, this is actually going to help us with better returns, because one of the things we got in our endowment, in our reserve fund, and in our life member asset fund, one of the things we had was an abundance of U.S. dollars. And we put those U.S. dollars to work in CD ladders. And the results have been phenomenal. We are getting good returns. So the future is fairly bright on the investment side, where it wasn't in the audited financials. Yes, we had good dividends, but we had to take those losses with the rest of the country in our bond funds. And that's the nature of a 60-40 or even a 50-50, where we're equity 50%, we're bonds 50%. Events, hiring, in the past, one of the reasons we ran a surplus in the past, a lot of our surpluses, is we're always, our staffing was short. Now, I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about we were short staffed in the sense we'd run one position light. Well, we're not doing that now. We're almost fully staffed, and I'll have Carol talk to that. How, Carol? Could you talk to our staffing?
On, in relation to the audit this year?
I'm not sure I can speak to it related to the audit, but I'm going to speak to it related to the budget. We have budgeted for a new position for a director of operations, which we're hoping to bring someone on board in the second quarter of the fiscal year. And we had great candidate supply. I interviewed, I think, 6 people, and we're narrowing down the selection at this time. And so that's the big thing coming.
Thank you, Carol. So the bottom line is this is a very, very financially solid organization, and the future looks bright. So thank you out there for all you do at the state level and all of the new members. It's a wonderful time to be up here as VP of Finance for U.S. Chess. And we'll go over in detail the audited report tomorrow at 1 p.m. in our Finance and Element workshop. Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck. I want to just echo one of the points that was made, and that is in relation to the health of the organization. I think many of you know there was a cover story written in Chess Life that we passed 100,000 members for the first time early this year. And there was some belief that that was cyclical and that as the year went on, particularly the summer months, we would see some decline in membership. And that has not been the case. In fact, in the last 3 months, we've seen continued steady increase in what are often our slower parts of the year. So we went from about 107,000 2 months ago, 108,000 a month ago, and then just the last month that was concluded in July, it was up to 109,000. So the growth that the organization is seeing is really encouraging. And while a lot of that is clustered in the scholastic area of our membership. The fact is that those players, even if they age out, there's another cohort that's coming behind them. They continue to show a great deal of interest in the activity. I think that's going to be a real something that we're going to have as a strength for, I think, perhaps forever, but at least the foreseeable future. The next item is kind of one of those that is hard to see a couple of our distinguished members of the executive board. This will be their final meeting of the executive board. I wanted to just take a moment to recognize the great assistance and valuable input that we've received from both David Day and Fun Fong over the last 3 years. No, I encouraged both of them to run it out. I felt bad that they got elected in 2020, because anybody that was having to work in an organization like ours that relies so much on interpersonal communication and over the board play, and all that went away for a long stretch of 2020 and even in 2021, it was really difficult for both of them. And it was probably fortuitous for the organization that their professional careers are as a doctor and a lawyer. Because if there were two professions that we needed a lot of assistance during that very trying time, look for it. So we really appreciate all that they've contributed. And knowing them both and having worked with them, I'm positive that they're going to continue to make positive contributions to U.S. Chess in the years to come. And I, again, want to thank you both for your service. With that, is there anything else, Carol, that we, that's right, another thing that we wanted to bring up. We have had discussions in closed session as to how to handle two of the issues that are at the, close to the top of the agenda, and that is the selection of a state chapter for the District of Columbia, which is the first state chapter is vacating that responsibility, and then a challenge to the existing state chapter, Seneca, for the state of Rhode Island. And what we have settled on, first of all, understand that unlike most of the issues that come before the delegates, there is not a motion attached to either of these issues. They are issues for the delegates to decide as to what will be the state chapter for these two respective states. So we are treating them as a ballot issue for the delegates to decide. And what we're going to do as a process, and I'm sure if you haven't already, the materials have been provided to the delegates and they're on the U.S. Chess website related to the materials that have been provided by each of these affiliates that are seeking state chapter status. So if you have not reviewed it, I would suggest that you do so. We're then going to provide each of the affiliates, and we'll start with DC, because that's what is listed first in the agenda. And there are three for that, which complicates matters a little bit. But each of the three in alphabetical order will be given 3 minutes to basically make their case for why they should be a state affiliate. We will then open up for the delegates to ask questions of any of the three. And while they're making their presentations, we won't take any questions. So just be there under or under 3 minutes. Then we will provide an opportunity for the delegates to discuss. And given the number of delegates and given the fact that there are three organizations, we're going to give each delegate 2 minutes and they can speak once. It's unlike what we generally do, which is that they can each speak twice, I think, on this issue, and make their case for how they feel, and that'll be it. Then, because there isn't a motion, we usually have a yes and a no microphone. We won't have it. It's just one microphone, and they'll in the order that they come up with speaking. Then we will do a paper ballot. Because there are three contesting affiliates, it's difficult to just do a hand vote. So we will have a paper ballot, which U.S. Chess staff will distribute. We have the ballots that we will make up, and you'll have the three affiliates listed, and then a column for state, and you will mark an X on that. You will only be given a ballot if you show your credential to the person that's handing out the ballot. So that's our way of ensuring that it's only the delegates that will be voting on that. We will then collect them, and we will determine if there is a majority, if one of the three gets a majority of the delegates, then they will be the state affiliate. If there is not a majority, we're going to do a runoff, so it'll just be the top two. And then at that point, assuming that there will be a majority, which I assume there will be, that take care of that process.
It'll be a similar process for Rhode Island, but there's only the two affiliates, and they'll be given, we're going to do an alphabetical order on both of these in terms of who will speak first. So Oscar will speak first and then Secretary. Same thing, 3 minutes. We'll do questions and answers, we'll do the same discussion, we'll have also that paper ballot with those two on it, and go through the same process for selection.
Randy?
Yes.
Do you want to mention that the delegates from the affiliates?
No, I'll take care of that.
So, you have a question?
Of the three, will that be a simple majority, whoever gets the most votes?
No, it'll be a majority of the delegates, and if there is not a majority of the delegates on the first ballot, we will have separate ballots, at least only the top two vote getters, and so we'll have a runoff.
It's decided by a simple majority, not a 65, not a two-thirds or a super majority.
Yes, it's a majority.
Right.
Got it.
Is none of the above going to be an option on the DC?
Well, abstaining.
Just leave it blank.
Abstaining is on the ballot.
I'll be abstaining.
So, I mean, that's your opportunity, Guy, if you don't like any of the three or the two, abstain. That is the.
Yes, but if that's the case, the chart, you know, the chapters that are vying for the position would still have to get a majority, including against the.
Yes, that's correct. The independent schedule will come in terms of determining what's in the order. Okay, that's the items that we have. Is there anything else that I've forgotten? It doesn't appear so. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
There are some other questions.
There's one more question.
Just a quick question. I encourage the delegates to check out the Ocean State Chess website and Seneca website.
I already mentioned that. So I see no other business. There was a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? All favors say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are there.
Are you going to collect the nameplate, Carol?
We can. Yeah, we probably should. So I'm going to have more stuff for you to print. It's going to have to be done on colored paper because of the ballot.
Anybody who's going to be at the membership meeting who's not a delegate, I have the signature sheet for the 5 members in the membership meeting, so it's going to be some time before that. Thank you.
As long as it's legible, I don't really care.
I mean, do you need a lot of them?
Enough for delegates for multiple rounds of voting. Oh,
good morning, young folks.
Good morning. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I've already sent those.
Another fun-filled day.
Yeah, we had a record turnout with our young people, so I was excited.
That's good.
I was excited that.
Now that this is over.
I know when I was organizing, it seemed like it didn't matter what the event was, Anchor Girls, whatever. We always had those, I call them the five challenging states.
Yep.
And we're beginning to close the door on that. And that's what I'm excited about. So we'll see how it goes. My brother had lived in Alaska for about 15 years, and we only had one rep from Alaska this year.
Okay.
And my brother looked me right in the eye and he says, I'll take care of it.
Good.
I'll do it. So he's a delegate this year also from the state of Washington. He's lived there also.
Okay.
Lived in Oregon, but his Alaska tenure gives him a unique understanding for us about kids and things that we can do. So I'm happy that he'll be able to help out there.
They will need to be at the workshop, financial
workshop. Okay, I'm going to talk to Carol in just a moment.
I'm not quite sure what you're talking about, Frank, but once I see it.
Good.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie.
My brother had
Fish. got there, man. You're standing in for David Day. We need two of you because that girl's on the same side.
That's
Can we get together closer?
Closer.
Turn to the side. Okay. To the side.
CCA.
What do you think?
Leadership.
Oh, did it?
And the longtime president died.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
That he had left.
Perfect. I think that works. Thank you. Like your signs back. Yeah, because I'm passing them around. Thank you.
Yeah.
You feeling okay?
So
far, but I took a test this
morning.
I may just have a cold.
About emotions.
Yeah. I feel so bad. I told John.
Yeah, what they're doing.
He wrote to me. He felt so bad.
Is they're having,
you know,
rather than just have like a person beside, they're setting up committees and commissions, and they're bringing in people from multiple federations to talk about stuff. So, you know, what they
the more you'll find out, but it's really hard to do it in the process.